Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the gospel appointed for this Sunday, "And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." In these words at the end of today's gospel, after Jesus heals the deaf mute, we hear an echo of the story of creation at the very beginning of Holy Scripture. Because at the end of the whole account of creation, the holy writer says, "And God beheld all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." But we all know that immediately after the account of God's creation of this beautiful universe, there is also the story of the fall, of how our first parents turned their back on God and brought sin and death into the world. And so it has continued from that time until now. And yet all through those long centuries leading up to the coming of Christ, God sent faithful prophets with a word of unshakable hope. And so, for example, we hear the words of Isaiah in the Old Testament lesson for this day, where Isaiah, looking far into the future, proclaims, "In that day the deaf shall hear the word of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the poor among mankind shall exult in the Holy One of Israel." Isaiah says, "Behold, your God will come. He will come and save you. Then shall the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped." And so this miracle of which we hear in today's gospel is not simply a wonderful work of Jesus' compassion, his pity and mercy for all who are troubled, who are cast down, who are dismayed. But this wonderful miracle is also a sign pointing to who this Jesus of Nazareth is. That he is, as we say in the Creed, the one through whom all things were made, the Father's only and eternal Son, very God of very God, light of light, indeed with the Father and the Holy Spirit, the good creator of the whole creation. And so in this miracle, we see Jesus giving a sign to the people that in him God has come to restore the fallen creation to love and light. The story of this healing bears all the marks of an eyewitness account. The word that Jesus speaks to the deaf mute, "Be opened," is given in the original language of that time, the word "ephatha," which means be opened. The Jews of that time believed that spittle had healing power. And so when our Lord uses his spittle to touch the ear of the deaf mute, he is showing that he himself is the great physician, both of soul and body. Here is the presence of the healer, the one come to restore the lost creation. And all our Lord's hearing miracles, which he accomplished during his earthly life, point forward to the resurrection, his resurrection and our resurrection, when all that has been ruined through the fall will be restored to its perfection. And God will again behold the whole creation and call it very good. By nature, you and I are spiritually deaf and tongue-tied. We need the Lord Jesus to give us hearing and to give us speech. And this Jesus did when in holy baptism he took us as his own dear children. It's interesting to note that when Martin Luther translated the baptismal liturgy from the Latin into the German, he retained in it the word in the old baptismal rite, where we find the word "Ephphatha," the pastor touching the child's ear as he says this. This is the sign that through holy baptism, God opens our ears to hear his word of love, saying, "You are my own dear son. You are my own dear daughter." And having heard that word and believed, our lips are unsealed to sing the praise of him who first made us and then redeems us. God speaks and it is done. God speaks his word of promise in holy baptism with the water, and we are made children of God, members of Christ, inheritors of the kingdom of heaven. And Christ again today at the altar, as on every Lord's Day, through the pastor speaks his word, "This is my body, this is my blood." And just as when in the very beginning God said, "Let there be light," and there is light, so when God the Son says, "This is my body, my blood," it is so. And we are made partakers of that heavenly food and drink in which all our sins are cleansed, the Holy Spirit renewed in us, and we are given a pledge of the resurrection. Christ heals the whole person. And as Christians, you and I look forward to that last and great day when our Lord will, as it were, say over all our graves, "Ephphatha, be opened," and we will be raised to that new and endless life as God beholds all that he has made. And behold, it is very good. He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. Oh, praise ye the Lord. Thanksgiving and song to him be outpoured all ages along. For love in creation, for heaven restored, for grace of salvation, oh, praise ye the Lord. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. And having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.